Hi, thanks for listening. This is Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Charlotte Kniep. Do you ever feel like you're a Sunday-only Mormon? Meaning someone who does all of the right things, like going to church and fulfilling assignments and avoiding sin, but you might not fully understand why. Or maybe you've been on a mission, you got married in the temple, or have been active in the church for years, but are now starting to question what the point of it all is. You may not be considering leaving the church or abandoning your testimony, but you might want to feel a little more fire or purpose in the things that you're doing. Well, Deseret News published an article on this topic recently, and it was by William Monahan, a former mission president. He said that his definition of a Sunday-only Mormon is someone whose heart is not really in the gospel for selfless service and the refinement of character through Christ. They might view church as a social hour, sprinkled in with the occasional entertaining sacrament talk. But he warns that social camaraderie only takes discipleship so far. And he says that he didn't feel as active in the gospel as he had on his mission. And this was troubling to him. And he says, while there are many levels of dedication to Jesus, those who are truly active in the gospel are committed to a Christ-centered life. They view church attendance and the Sabbath day not as a place to go or a calendar date to keep, but as an extension of daily worship. A refreshing complement to an individual house of prayer, fasting, faith, learning, glory, order, and a house of God. We needn't become religious zealots or feel guilty for watching a favorite TV program, but when church attendance is disconnected from living the gospel, we need to break the chains. So in other words, what I got from that is we need to try our best to be 24/7 Mormons, 24/7 believers, through reading, praying, and living in a way that reflects a belief in Christ. And when we do that, we can actually get more out of our Sunday worship and ultimately do a better job of keeping the Sabbath day holy, which is a huge push from the First Presidency this year. Now, Brother Monahan offers 10 questions that we can ask ourselves if we feel that we are slipping into becoming Sunday-only Mormons, and to help us decide right now that we want to be better. So the first question is, do I treat church or temple attendance as the only place that my casual attitude about spirituality is put on hold? Question number two, is church an inconvenient distraction from my life of worshiping other activities such as materialism, sports, or entertainment? Question three, when I partake of the sacrament, is it routine or do I allow it to change my character? Question four, is Sunday church an extension of my discipleship or am I there for social reasons or to impress others? Number five, do I secretly judge church leaders or others in my ward for what they wear, say, or how they act? Question 6. Do church responsibilities feel like a burden to me? Question 7. When people ask for volunteers at a service project, do I raise my hand to help? Question 8. Do I view my tithes and offerings as a tax deduction or as something that is helping me to become more charitable? Question 9. Do I come to church to be entertained, or am I prepared to learn from the lessons? And question 10. Do I expect others to live more righteously than I am willing to live myself? I think it's always good to give yourself a little spiritual inventory every once in a while to make sure that you're getting the maximum benefit from your church attendance and your relationship with Heavenly Father. And the church is really the vessel that allows us to live more fully the gospel of Christ. The meetings, programs, and service opportunities really allow us the opportunity to become more like Him. It's not just a to-do list to check off. Well, this month and next month on Mormon Channel, we're starting a new interview series where we will be talking to young adults from all over the country about how they choose to live the gospel and keep the Sabbath day holy. So stay tuned later for that. And our quote of the day is from Brother Monahan, and as he closes his article, he says, "Perhaps it is human nature to be lazy and self-serving, but the inevitable result of selfishness is spiritual indifference, or worse, intolerance. As we tolerate casual worship, we increasingly worship the casual life." Such good advice. Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.